Buen día, Vice Shefa. ¿Cómo estás? How are you doing? Good morning. It's good to be here. It's good to be home. It's good to be in America for a while. It's always nice to come back here because I know that this is where I grew up. This is where I made a lot of decisions. This is where God has molded me and shaped me, and it's great to be with my church family here in the States. And it's good to see each one of you. And first, I'd like to thank you for your prayers. I'd like to thank you for supporting me through your daily prayers or whenever I come to your mind, because the work that I do cannot be done without your prayers and without your support and without God's help. So I want to thank you for those prayers that I know that you're praying for me because I can feel it. I just want to share briefly what's happening in my life. I've been in Paraguay now for 5 years, if you can believe that. And God has really done a lot of things in my life over these past 5 years. Last time I was here was a year and a half ago. So since then, I have finished up working in the resource room, where I helped about 20 students in the school with various different, if they would have trouble learning different things like math or reading, I would work with them. And then this past school year that just finished Thursday before that, I taught fifth grade, which was something completely new and different for me, teaching regular education. But I thoroughly enjoyed that, and I had a great year, a challenging year, a tough year. It's first year, quote-unquote, first-year teacher in regular ed, but I learned a lot, and I'm very appreciative for the past year. My fifth graders were amazing students. They were the ones that I student taught as kindergartners. So I had the awesome opportunity to be their fifth grade teacher. And it's been really neat to see how God has been with them as they've been growing up and just to be part of that whole process. I promised those in Sunday school that I would let them know what my new adventure is, my new challenge. And so those of you who stayed. This next school year, I will be going back into special education. God has opened the doors for me to start an official special education class. Before, I was just sort of helping in the back of the classroom and then in the resource room, which I helped many different students. But this coming up school year, which starts in July, I will be teaching special education, where I will have three students, two with autism, which is a completely new thing for me. I have a lot of homework to do and studying that. And then the girl who has Down syndrome, I will be working with her as well. So that's the new challenge that lies ahead of me. Looking forward to that. A little nervous, a little anxious. But I know that God's going to be able to give me the ability to do that with all of my strength. I've had the opportunity to also be working in different ministries. In the school setting, I worked with elementary and had a worship team with them, because I saw that there was a lot of kids that wanted to sing and wanted to lead in singing. And so I decided to encourage them with that and help them to develop their skills leading worship. So I've been working with probably a group of five or six of them that have been coming, and they lead the worship service during our chapel time. So that was one of the things I did. And then I also had a Bible study for some of the students who wanted to take their faith more seriously and to just use that time to grow and time to talk about different issues and to challenge them, because a lot of the kids that go to the school, they grew up in Christian homes, or they're missionary kids. So they've heard it a lot, but to actually put it into practice and to really apply it to their own lives. Hopefully, Lord willing, I'll be doing the same thing when I go back and continue with those ministries. In my church setting, I was with my worship team for a while, and then I kind of let that go so I could concentrate more on my ministry in my classroom. But I have been working with the single girls, and we've been doing the book Lady in Waiting and kind of working through that and trying to be an encouragement to them as they're an encouragement to me that God is working on us as single ladies and as we're waiting for our spouses to come. There is no spouse on the way, just so you can know. That's not why I stayed for 5 years. Not that I know of, at least. Also, a new ministry for me is that I've been singing in a different aspect. I've been singing in Spanish on stage and with a group, a musical group. And it's fun for me because it's like my dream come true to be on stage and singing. And I'm singing in Spanish, which makes it even more fun. And it, whenever groups come down from the States to help the missionaries that are there, usually they'll have at the weekend time, they'll have like a concert, and it's during that time that we sing. And with that, I've also been able to go with the groups that come from the States and be a translator for them. So, because they can't speak Spanish, and so I translate for them. So that's been a neat experience to be able to be the mouth for someone else and to be used in that sense. You can continue to keep praying for Paraguay. As I mentioned in Sunday school, the anniversary for the Higo Bolaños fire, the supermarket fire, I don't know if any of you heard of it, in the beginning of August is coming up. So I'm sure that will be a time where a lot of people will be thinking about that and concentrating on that. That just people will be open to letting God heal the wounds that are in their lives and letting God fill the emptiness from maybe the lives that were taken from that. Also continue to pray for just the spiritual well-being of the country. We do have a president whose wife, and the wife is a Christian. So I think that having a first lady that is strong in her faith has been a good thing for the country. Nicanor is the president. If you could pray for him as well as he deals with each decision that needs to be made for the country. And continue to pray for ACA, for the school I teach at, Ascension Christian Academy. As we start a new school year, we have new administration coming in. His name is Dr. Hoyt, and he's a very experienced administrator. So I'm looking forward to working with him and his wife, who will be the counselor. And just the changes that will take place with that, the new teachers that always come, the teachers that are leaving right now, the students that go on furlough, the students that come. There's always a change in the students and in the staff. And so if you could just pray for that adjustment, pray for that change, pray for me as I step back into special education. And then if you could lastly remember me in your prayers as I think about, I know that God has called me to full-time missions, and I know that this is not just a 5-6-year stint. It's a life thing. If you pray, as I'm praying, for God's discernment as to which mission board to sign with, because I'm not getting any younger and I need to think about those things. So if you could just pray that I will have discernment and just be wise in that and just step out in faith with that. Again, thank you for all your prayers. It's good to see each one of you, and I'll be here for 2 more weeks. So it's good to see you, and thank you for your prayers. God bless you.
Thanks, Rachel. If some of you that were here in Sunday school, you can remember we were teasing Rachel about when she was a little younger in church, and when she would come up to sing, someone had to get a little step stool so you could see Rachel. We don't need that step stool anymore. We can see her real good. Rachel, thanks for your ministry in Paraguay. May God continue to bless your ministry. At this time, can the ushers come forward to receive the morning offering? And as the ushers are coming forward, would you just take a moment to fill out the attendance booklets that's in the pew where you're sitting. Thank you.